Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 24th of May, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me today is Senior Editor Ignacio Sotolongo. Hello, Iggy.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Iggy covers crude markets for ISIS, including Brent and West Texas Intermediate benchmarks. It's been an interesting week, not only with Brent briefly reaching $80 a barrel, but also the surprise build in almost 6 million barrels of crude supplies, according to the Energy Information Administration, and also the news that crude exports have been running at almost 2 million barrels a day. Iggy, could you give us a quick recap of what's been going on?
Well, the market has been rising, obviously, because of the OPEC agreement to cut production. It also has been rising because very healthy growth in global demand. Based on that, the buyers have been coming in and picking up the barrels. The market, of course, reached, as you mentioned, Brent broke through the $80 mark, WTI in the $72, $73 mark. It got a bit toppy, and then there were various issues, geopolitical issues. Remember, Washington or President Trump pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal. There have been these involuntary cuts in production in Venezuela because of mismanagement. And based on that, the market sentiment became bullish and we hit the highs.
So you mentioned Venezuela, and that's partially tied to OPEC mentioning it might relax the 2017 output deal. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
Yes. In other words, the market hit the 80 and the 72 or 73 based on various geopolitical issues. But let's remember, we're not sure whether Washington or President Trump will enact sanctions against Venezuela. We don't know that yet. Same thing with Iran. We're not sure. We know that Washington pulled out of the nuclear agreement. We don't know whether the European Union and some of the other signatories will go along. All of this is happening. It's based on speculation, all right? So now we have the opposite. When we hit these high numbers, the noise is that perhaps OPEC on some of the members will attempt to relax the agreement in order to put more barrels into the market to satisfy the potential shortfall from Iran and from Venezuela.
Politically speaking, what was the market's reaction earlier this month when Trump did announce that he would pull the U.S. out of the Iran deal?
It was a unilateral decision. And whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. The market viewed it as bullish because it may restrict Iran's ability to export barrels. However, if the European Union and the other signatories don't go along, the loss of barrels out of Iran may be minimal. So there is a lot of fluidity in the market, and there is a lot of uncertainties. So we don't know. Now, what we do know is that demand growth has been very healthy. Demand growth for crude oil and for refined products. And the downside could be very limited because of global demand. And what has also been driving this market up is what hedge funds or speculators, if you wish, have been doing. They have maintained a very high level of length. Well, in the last few weeks, these same money managers have decided to sell, and the number of long positions have declined. So obviously, some of the losses in the market have been hedge funds taking profits. And once the market reaches a comfort level, the hedge funds and the speculators will come back in and the market will go back up. And it's just the way the market behaves.
So as you said, lots of speculation, but lots of healthy demand at the same time. Should we expect that demand to continue or to increase for the summertime?
Well, obviously, we have summertime coming up in the United States, driving season, if you wish, and that's going to keep the price of gasoline at an adequate level, at a certain level. So there is a lot of uncertainties other than good demand.
Thanks for the update, Iggy.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in crude oil or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.